Our most kind grace and heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to forgive us when we fall short at, Lord, and just be with us tonight as we go through this meeting, that everything we do will be in accordance with your will, making our county a better place to live, work, and raise our families. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looks like we got a full house tonight. I want to remind everyone that if you want to speak, you can come to the podium and state your name and all, for we have a record of it, and that way everybody can hear what's being said. Approval of the minutes. Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie.
You didn't have any.
Any discussion?
There were none. There were none for approval. Minutes.
A minute.
That's right there.
Vouchers.
I'm just now that Brenda set up motion.
Second by Mark.
Second by Daniel.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Any constitutional officers here would like to speak?
Yes.
So I was just asked to talk about the County Water Board and their election. I've talked to Mark, I know, and Ms. Chana, and then Ms. Starlet also talked about it when she was in office, about moving their election. So currently their election is held in a general election. And we've talked about moving it to something similar that Central Florida does, which is an all-mail-out election, so that we can take it off of the November ballot. But I've also talked to them about looking at the ordinance and how it's written up as to who can vote in that, and to just readdress all of, everything in the ordinance as well.
I would like for us to look at that side of it also. That was the biggest reason I wanted her to bring it up. I didn't want to say, yeah, look, and then her spend a lot of time. I wanted to get y'all's feelings on that, if y'all was okay with that, for her to pursue investigating this and giving us some good factual stuff to look at before we make a decision. That was the whole purpose behind her.
So what you think about is when you would like to do it. I personally would prefer you do it in an odd numbered year so that it doesn't mess up the work that we're doing already in an already scheduled election. So what Central Florida did, I was able to put it on their election this year, and it, like I said, it's an all mail out election. We would handle all of that as far as mailing them out. We have done before. There would be a time frame, just as there has before. We would need a canvassing board, which we could use the same canvassing board as we always do. Signatures. The whole process would be the same. It would just be having it in an odd year with an all mail out ballot versus.
Do all of them come up at the same time?
No, they're staggered.
They're staggered. And another thing that was brought up that was of a concern, right now all of District 2 has voting. If you're in District 2, you're allowed to vote.
Precinct 5.
I'm sorry. I'm getting the numbers wrong.
That's okay.
Suwannee precinct, anyway. Not everyone down there, because that precinct comes quite a ways out, has Suwannee water. What they were asking is that if you have Suwannee water, at least when we were talking about it before, that if I have a Suwannee water account, then I can vote. But I only get one vote. If I've got five houses down there, I don't get five votes. I only get one. The other issue is my husband lives with me, too. Does he get a vote? So if a couple. Or what about my adult daughter that lives there? Does she get a vote?
One
so
person count.
So the current way is that if you live in Precinct 5 and you get to that race is on your ballot, whether five people live in a house or not, everyone that is voting at Precinct 5 gets to vote on it. The out-of-towners who have a water account They get one vote, no matter how many accounts they have. They get one vote through an affidavit. The affidavit has to be signed 29 days before an election, which is the deadline to register to vote anyways. That's another reason why I would like to move it, is because it just doesn't align with what we're doing. No matter how many accounts they have, they get one vote. What Central Florida does is every meter gets a vote. Regardless. One vote, every meter, regardless. If you have five people living in that house, you get one vote. If you own five meters, now you get five votes. Y'all can decide what you want for your rules, but that's how Central Florida does.
I would say per meter.
Yeah, the only hiccup with per meter, and again, I don't care which way it goes. Obviously, I'm going to ride over how y'all tell me. But you got your condos down there. So if each condo has a meter, as long as it's different individuals, you're going to get a different thing. But if it's I own 29 units, I'm going to have a huge controlling vote. So is that something that will happen? Again, we don't have hundreds of units down there, so it may not be even something we've got to consider now. But I would really like to not draft the Suwannee Water Board every year. I mean, don't get me wrong, but every year, I want to get it where we've got a good, but I would like for it to be something that's pretty, go hold us for a while.
This past election, it was a bit of a headache, that's okay to say, because not only, so they have the rule that if you're living outside of the town, which could just be an old town, or, first district, like, you don't have to, you just can't live in the city, within Precinct 5. If you're living outside of it, you have to sign a notarized form saying that you want a ballot mailed to you, and then you know it in a certain amount of days of getting the form. And then all the hurricanes hit, and the governor assigned an executive order that extended a significant amount of stuff, so we ended up giving out ballots after that 29 days. And in the election laws, it's not 29 days, it's 12 days, I believe, is the last day we can mail out a ballot. So it just doesn't align. So y'all can choose however you want it to look, as long as you tell me and I say, well, this is what they have. This is what it says.
So with all that being said, that's why I wanted her to come here and present it to y'all. I would like for her to do a little bit of legwork on it just to try to make it a better process across the board and a more fair process. That's just my opinion. I don't know how y'all feel about it.
I agree with that.
I feel like the ones that's getting the water and sewer should be the ones making decisions. Somebody that ain't getting none of the benefits or not receiving any water and sewer shouldn't be making decisions on what the other people are doing. That's just,
We did have a member sitting back there. How do you feel about it, Mr. Platt?
Well, personally, like you're talking about, if you get one meter down there, you got one meter, you get one vote. But if you're in the district 5, you got a house uptown that might not even be in. You get five votes. You got five registered voters. I want to keep it from that, where you can have five over there. Otherwise, I said, if you got five registered voters down there in the one house, let's stick with that.
You would prefer for the, so it's precinct 5, which are all, they all vote at the same. I don't know where they're going to vote now, but they all vote in Suwannee. So you're saying that if their home is within Suwannee, then if they're living in Suwannee, they can all vote on that race.
Well, I'm just saying, if your average house, if you've got five registered voters in your house, all five get the vote. But then you limit the Suwannee residents, and some don't live in town, because they've only got one meter. Those five registered voters are not getting the same opportunity. So let's either do one vote over here to that registered house and one to the meter. Keep it all fair for the same way.
And that's what
the ones that are voting for their own service.
Right.
And that's why I wanted to. I like the Central Florida process. It works really good. It's been tried and true. It's worked for years. It's one vote per meter.
Exactly.
And if you're not a user, I'm not a Central Florida user. I'm a Duke, so I don't get to vote.
That's right. That would be a good thing if we did. Whoever voted, had a meter. You got one per house.
One vote per meter.
You know, whatever, you're not going to see that number. I'm fine with that. And if anytime you do a little research and need some help, here I'll work with you.
Thank you. So you got your answer?
So we can proceed to move forward with
some research.
Yes. So I'll gather up some information about that.
Okay.
Because then we need to look at odd number years.
Yep.
Okay.
We'll see
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Miss Sheila here. Miss Kay.
On
Good. Mr. Greg Bailey.
Just a quick update. The EOC expansion construction is continuing on that project. Power Station 6, which is the Horseshoe Station. We submitted the water line extension plans and the draft permit application to Nobles today and to the board as well to get that project or that process moving. And we also sent the final plans and civil plans. We sent to the county staff for final review and approval as well today. So that project is getting pretty close to be able to be get requested on that. Fire Station 3, we sent the final building plan, civil plan, and draft advertisement to Derby and county staff as well for final review and approval last 3:51 and 3:49. Fire Station 2, the addition of the storage building, our survey crew began the field work on that today as well. We had a meeting on the sheriff's evidence building. A refreshing board memory, we had some issue with the soil boring in case of potential for sinkhole disturbances. We discussed different options with staff and the sheriff. Based on the funding that was provided and probably the lack of getting additional funding this current year, the way things were shaking up, our recommendation was for phase one to go ahead and advertise and do the remediation work for the soils, which would be the grouting, get that work done. Phase two would be to advertise the building shell and the stormwater pond. We would just do the shell of the building. The interior would not be done as part of that. And then once we get that work going, when this new session's coming up, we could have our legislative delegation visit the site, show them what we're short of, and then request the additional funding for next year, and then hopefully receive that, and then we would do the interior site build out at that time. So it's a little bit different than what you're normally used to doing, short on funds, and it doesn't appear right now that we'll be able to get those funds.
So you go into a phase three next year on appropriation?
Yes, sir. So, if the board's working in that direction, unless we get, you know, you'll give us different direction.
Yeah.
Okay. The CDBG project, 95th and 97th, we're working on those documents. We work with the contractor. We're supposed to be looking at it today or tomorrow. What we did to get it within what we feel to get within the grant funds would be to remove the 1 foot widening, which we would just go back to the same width road that we have. That would still meet all the requirements. We would remove the swales out there. That would be something that would probably would need to potentially have the road department go out there and maybe after the job's finished and pull some swales on the sides to help with some drainage there. We would remove the additional lime rock from the reclamation process, which would also, this would reduce the clearing and grubbing. And based on our calculations, that should get us within the project scope. It still would require the removal of two large trees, so they would still be removed, but the contract would be handling all of that. So that's what we're working on. If we get a acceptance from our current from the contractor, and then we can finalize it with the Department of Commerce on the grant side of things. Any questions?
Are you done?
Yes, sir.
Sorry to blindside you on this, but I got the Swanee folks up here, and I know you're not our engineer on this, and we've done the design build, but do y'all have any idea 349 will start?
I would probably say, based on the DOT and their process, probably later this summer.
Anderson Columbia told me yesterday that they were going to 82nd, they were going to hit Chaffetz Road, hit 351, and then go to 349.
Right. We're well along on the plan, so that's, we can button that up, but going through their process. It's not the same process as what we're used to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, sounds good. So late summer. Late summer.
I got a question before you leave. Seems we can't keep a sign on 351 there around where we just put it in the dollar store. Is there anything saying we can't paint the speed limit on the pavement?
No, there's some, you can do some pavement enhancement striping out there. You can do that.
Well, we can't seem to keep a sign. As soon as we put it up, somebody takes it down. So,
yeah. Is it enforceable by law, though, if it's unpainted?
They don't like the speed limit.
Evidently.
They're not taking signs.
I think they just want to play.
But, I mean, if we could paint it on the road, it's going to be hard for them to do something with that. So maybe we can...
Good idea. It's
hanging all pavement markings are legal, just like anything else.
That's good.
I can get the road department some information on that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Locker.
He gets tore down for some damn big truck doing progress.
Good evening, good evening. House. I actually have quite a few items unusual for me. Just a lot of updates. So, House Harris Road, scheduled to start paving next Tuesday is what I heard. So I will make sure to follow up on that. Shirt Island, we actually received the DEP permit, but don't get too excited. We have Army Corps still waiting on them. But we got half of the equation, just the half. Sorry to say. On both of the Suwannee and Horseshoe dredging projects, we reached out to Army Corps for an update, and we got the same response we got last time, which probably means they're working towards getting to it at some point. So I don't have an update on when to expect those.
Somebody that speeds that process. So
if I call just about everybody.
I know you have.
Horseshoe Beach, the commercial fishing dock. My folks went down and met John this week, and John, I believe we sent you some info on the gangplank.
Yes, sir. So I've got two quotes from you all.
The Horseshoe Beach Park, we've got the site plans all done. Now we're working on the bathroom building plans, just getting the architectural design on that. So we're getting pretty close on that.
On that commercial dock. That big heavy wood. You want me to tell you what's that? Right side of the highway, just before you get to the dump, you look left, right there, you pick it up, carry it right by there, put it back out.
We didn't get that far. So we didn't see.
Started working this week with John Roy on the, trying to, we've been talking about it for years as a new ballpark, a new sports complex. So what I've had my folks do this week was start mapping out larger potential sites. Because the Hudson site, well, the wetlands is just too small. You can only cram two fields on there. It's not really what you want. So we've kind of gone through, and I'll work with John on all the very, we basically looked at 40-acre plus tracts of land that are not vacant, that are vacant, but owned by not y'all. So we would have to purchase them if they're for sale, but we're just looking at options, looking at wetlands, looking at all the things that would restrict it, and then want to come back to you guys and say, hey, do you want to try to get some grant funding to purchase these if these folks would sell? And, you know, basically trying to move it forward if we can get a spot and use that as leverage to get more funding to build something. So I just don't want to waste good money after bad on a field that's too small. So so I'll be bringing that to John probably next week, just looking at options that are available to you. The D-Track Park, Mr. Osteen, you asked about getting some equipment there. That CDBG grant application that I mentioned to you this week, I couldn't submit by tomorrow because there's a requirement for two public hearings. So I'm going to get with you and we'll have those and we'll move forward, but it won't be this week. But it is eligible. That grant can be used for purchasing equipment. We've looked into equipment that is a little more durable and, you know, near the coast and corrosive protected and all that jazz. So we've got an idea of what you need, and we'll proceed with that. Less good news on the Cow Creek Bridge funding. DOT got back to me, and unfortunately, because it's not eligible in any federal monies, the only pots that DOT would have, according to David Tyler, is your old scrap scout friends, which, as we know, are difficult to get into. So we may want to go back to what we talked about with Kellen and see if you can use a teeny tiny piece of your BP money to do that. I mean, we're only talking about $50,000. So, but that's up to y'all, obviously. But that line of questioning seems to be dead from the state. Question for you, a little direction, if you could give it to me. Y'all mentioned a while back about the old jail. Y'all might want to do something with it, where, you know, sort of not in a good place that you want it to be right now. I did mention that it is one of the seven historical buildings that we did that survey for the city about 4 or 5 years ago, and it is on that list, which qualifies it for us to apply for some money for some restoration of it as a historical building. Whether you want to do that or not, that's up to y'all. Whether you get it or not is a little questionable. Whether you even want to restore it to jail, you know, that's kind of. But I just want to throw it out there that is an option because it was, you know, identified as a historical structure. So, yeah, I want to think about that and get back to the anything.
I don't need to think about it.
Just let it go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Build a fence around it.
All right.
Nothing but a liability.
Tear it down and sell the property.
Yep. And sell the property and put some homes on, put it on the tax bill.
That's right.
I think you do. I am good with that decision.
That's my opinion now. You got four more up here.
I agree.
Okay.
Consensus. That's all I have unless y'all have any questions for me.
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chief.
I ain't going to say nothing.
Crazy.
Things going great. They grant money to restore it. It could be restored and turned into a museum. There's a lot of history in this county that could be
a museum and put somewhere.
Yeah.
There might be something through Swan River Economic that you could go there and put some affordable houses. Which,
there you go.
Right.
That's good.
We need the housing. Yeah. We don't need a museum. That.
So it might be something to look at since we retain the property.
I think the city was working on a grant at one time on putting it into a retention pond.
Well, we gave them half of it back there in the back. And that's
Ryan's
what
here.
Use it for. Right, yep. Tano?
Yeah, we the back half of that is where the retention pond would be for one of those stormwater mitigations that are coming right down through that. So the other half that the jail's on.
They don't hit that spring.
Still y'all's.
Put them on pontoons.
What is it?
Put them on pontoons.
Hey, you know.
Till they cross city.
Till we get that stormwater thing done, yeah.
Till they cross city.
Mm-hmm. Which will be started after this first one over here off 106, which will start here this summer.
I assure you one thing. When the water table gets high, you're going to have a problem with not water running in your retention pond. You're going to have a problem with water running out of it. Mm.
Well, that's why I'm doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. All right.
Miss Sandy?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
I do have good news, maybe. Y'all all know that Jane Connors, who was the Swimming Tech Center, was in an accident last Tuesday. Mm-hmm. She texted me last night that they had discharged her and she was home. And realizes how difficult it is to do things with one arm, so she's home. Personally, I don't think she should have been, but that's just me. But she's happy to be there. We still have somebody covering tech care for her. I think everybody in Swanee has checked on her, and I appreciate that, and I'm sure all of you have. We are ready. for our summer program. We've got everything lined up. All our providers have our cars all fitted. This is school. All cars up in all the offices around the courthouse and elsewhere in the county. And for those of you who have not been to the library and utilized any of the services, you need to come spend some time to see just what we do there. I can tell you all day, when you see it, you just don't know and understand how important our library is.
Those kids and grandkids love that summer program.
They do, and I'm so glad that we can do things for them. We have programs that can be done this morning and Thursday morning, and we talked to a couple of movie days. So now it's just your parents get in there, grandparents. Even though it's just all fun, every program that we have down there, you can learn something from. It's just as much educational as it is entertainment. And you're never too old to learn. And I think I'm going to have as many adults that one on the second Thursday, June 12th, as there will be children, if not more adults than children. We're going to have a mini Highland cow come in.
I've already had a couple of my employees tell me they need off that day. Yeah.
You're going to see. Yeah. Everybody loves the mini cows or the Highland cows because they're so pretty. But yeah. Now we're having animals in on three other programs. So that's on Wednesday. And we've got a couple of on Thursday programs. We're having animals. Don't remember that. When we were talking about the animals in the workplace.
That'd be an SOP.
Yeah. And we do have service animals. And you can tell when they're service animals. Everything is going well. We expect that to continue. And I do appreciate all the support that the North gives.
And we appreciate you.
Anybody?
Sure.
I'll do that one. Miss Diane's not here tonight. And I'm going to tell you, this is the quietest my phone's ever been with Swanee Water and Sewer, so we got a board down there that's working hard. And we do have a board member, Mr. Pat. Do you want to say anything? I hate to put you on the spot.
Earlier, that I made a surprise visit, went down there today, did a little work while I was down there. But those three ladies are working hard. Mm-hmm. The whole town seems there's no uproar, there's no this and that, but everything's running smoothly, so I'm proud of what those three ladies are doing, and I think the community is as well. So, I think they're doing a fine job.
All right, thank you, Mr. Pat. That's Pat Miles, for the record, is his name, but that's a good report from Swanee.
Yep.
And Steve Freeman?
He's not here.
Anybody from the road department here?
No, sir. Mr. Ganey out of engagement.
Mr.
Tim? Yeah, I got one thing. We got a roll-off attendant, Mr. A.D. Mahaffey. He's going to retire. He's turning 90 years old this month. His eyesight, y'all know him in eyesight. They won't let him have his driver's license. So May the 29th, we're going to do a little something for him at the Trail Rider Club. You're welcome to come if you want to. Give him a little plaque and all. He's been with us about 10 years. He's been a good one.
We're going to grill for him.
Yep.
Jim? Tom?
That's all I got.
Hamburger. I'll tell you what you need, and we'll get that gathered up.
Just text me.
What was that date again?
29.
From about 11 to 1.
11 to 1.
Yeah.
Just text me a number once you
yeah.
get we'll get them.
I'll help.
That's all I got. Y'all got something for me.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you, Tim.
Leon.
Viewer 507, petition by Breckenridge, Catherine, requesting special exceptions be granted as provided in section 4.315. Special exceptions, Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, ESA, in accordance with petition dated 2/4/2025, to be located on the property as described as follows: Dixie County Parcel 24091340390000098147 Northeast 835 Street, Old Town, Florida 32680. Commission District 1, Mr. Jerry Stevenson, LP, recommended approval.
Good motion.
You good with it?
You good?
Motion to accept.
Take it.
A motion.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same side? Motion carries.
2025-0535, a petition by Heather Davis requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.3.5, special exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulation to permit one recreational vehicle, ESA, in accordance with the petition dated 4/16/2025, to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel Number 36101200302 43 Southeast 914th Street, Old Town, Florida 32680, Mission District 2, Mr. Daniel Wood. There's no recorded opposition. The LPA recommended denial. Previous application. The applicant is here.
Applicant is here?
Yes.
Perfect. Is
he's not Heather, but
didn't say Heather.
She's at the PGR work.
All right, you need to change my mind, sir. So tell me exactly what you're going to do with this again.
Well, we was going to sell it before, but we decided we'll just keep it and take the kids down there to the river and stuff.
Yeah, if that's what you're going to use it for. I'm telling you. Now you make me look dumb on this, and I'll come turn your power off.
Yes.
And the only reason I'm going to do this is because I don't think just because you own property near that property, you shouldn't be able to put a camper there, because if I had property near the river, I don't live near the river, if I wanted to put a camper down there, I should be able to. And you told me you're not going to sell it.
Yes.
So I'm going to make a motion to approve this.
Yes.
Okay? All right, don't make me look bad.
Yes.
All right.
Got a motion by Daniel, second by David. Any discussion?
Thanks,
all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Twenty-five-zero-five-twenty, a petition by Scott Beecham requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.4.5, special exceptions, Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, agricultural, in accordance with the petition dated 4/11/2025, to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel 09/10/13/00/45/36/04/00/304 Northeast 550th Street, Old Town, Florida 32680. Commission District 2, Mr. Daniel Wood. LPA recommended approval. We had no recorded opposition.
Any opposition here? Is any on the phone? Have y'all heard anything?
No.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion by Daniel, second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
2025-0463, a petition by Colton Lewis. A. Colton Delia, requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.3.5, special exception of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, ESA, in accordance with the petition dated 4/2 2025 to be located on the property described as follows. Lee County parcel number 139-13-00004059-1501, 44 Northeast, 789 Street, Old Town, Florida, 32680, Commission District 1, Mr. Joe Stevenson, LPA recommends approval.
I need a motion.
Motion.
Got a motion by Mark.
Second.
Second by Jamie. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. And the reason I'm not going through the motions of asking if anybody here disapproves all that, we've got a committee, and they have a time frame. They set up a meeting date. If anybody's got an approval on these, go to those meetings and meet those people, and they recommend approval or disapproval. And I'm going to follow what they say.
Let's see. You're next.
All right.
That ain't even fair, Mark.
Huh?
Oh. 5-12, petition by Thomas and Tracy Carter requesting a special exception to the special exception of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 2509-13-4912 Northeast 349 Highway, Old Town, Florida, 3600, Commission District 1, Mr. Joseph Stevenson, LPA recommended
deny. Need a motion to deny? Got a motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. All in favor?
Let's see if that person's here.
There
what
you
the problem is.
Well, they had they went before that committee, and the committee was telling me what the findings were.
But Daniel just done the same thing. Is that y'all?
Is the folks here?
They're not here. I'm okay then.
Yeah.
Got a motion with a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. That's the whole purpose of the committee setting up the date for them to come. Have an agreement and go through all that process so we don't want to sit here for hours hashing that out. Beat.
Our public deserves.
Exactly.
Deserves our time.
Yep.
It's a recommendation board. You can take a recommendation or not. 2025-0519, petition by Robert Arnold, Quest Management, requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.7.5, special exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF, MH, import to petition dated 04-2025, to be located on the property described as follows. This is number 1913-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0 32680, Commission District 3, Mark Hatch, LPA recommends approval.
Any opposition, Spence?
Yes,
sir. Anyone here opposing? Anyone on time? Have y'all heard anything?
No.
Motion to approve.
Got a motion by Mark.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
2025-0502, a petition by Kirby Roberts requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.7.5, Special Exceptions, Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSS MH, in accordance with petition dated 01-28-2025 to be located on the property described as follows, Dixie County Parcel Number 19-13-12-32-85-00-0G-00-18-63 Southeast 906 Avenue, Old Town, Suwannee, Florida 32680, Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch, LPA recommended approval.
Any opposition, Spence? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Have y'all heard anything? Motion to approve.
Second. Motion by Mark, second by David. Any discussion?
All in
favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
2025-0518, petition by Stephen E. Hart, requesting a special exception granted as provided in Section 4.7.5, Special Exception of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle, RSF, MH, in accordance with the petition dated 2/13/2025, to be located on the property described as follows, Dix County Parcel Number 191312-3266-00B-0064 Southeast 892 Avenue, Old Town, Suwannee, Florida 32680, Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch, LPA recommended.
Is Mr. Bark here? Not here to defend himself. Any other opposition on this? Motion to deny.
Second. A motion by Mark, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Oh,
Petition by Vicki Steele requesting a special exception to be granted, providing section 4.7.5 special exceptions of the regulations to permit one recreational vehicle RSF in accordance with the petition dated 3/26/2025 to be located on the property described as follows: the county parcel number 19/13/12/2994-0000-0320, 87 Southeast 245th Street, Old Town, in Suwannee, Florida 32680, Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch, LPA recommends approval.
Any opposition since? Anyone here opposing? Anyone on the phone? Have y'all heard anything?
Nothing.
Motion to approve.
A motion by Mark.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
2025-0466, a petition.
But I will excuse myself from this because
Mr. Stevenson is abstaining from voting in confidence of this because of a conflict of interest.
Understood. 2025-0466, a petition by Jody Stevenson requesting a special exception be granted as provided in section 4.3.5 ESA special exception number 11 of the Land Development Regulations of similar uses and character with the district ice vending machine in accordance with the petition dated 04/02/2025 to be located on the property described as follows, Dixie County Parcel Number 16/13/12/0000-2926-0500 Southeast 327th Street, Old Town, in Suwannee, Florida 32680, Commission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch, LPA recommended approval.
You heard any more opposition?
We had some inquiries about some wetlands on the property, and when you pull up the wetland map, there's 125 feet from the edge of the property to the beginning of the wetlands. There just has to be a 35-foot buffer for the LDR requirements, and he can meet that.
And that's all you had?
That's all.
Anyone here opposing it? Anyone on the phone?
I'm going to pass that.
Yeah. I can handle it. Anyone on the phone? Have y'all heard anything?
Nice.
How much y'all like him? I need
is it money he got?
Is it going to work?
Huh? He ain't going to
we'll
talk.
We'll
see. He ain't going to talk.
This will be on the
menu. I've heard nothing on this whatsoever. I'm quite satisfied that Jody's going to, whatever he does, he's going to do right. And he's going to take into account of the wetlands, but Leon's going to make sure of that. So with me being temporary chairman, I need a motion. Of
motion.
Motion.
Motion from David, second from Daniel. Or I'm sorry, I got that.
Daniel.
You need to pass it more often. Motion from David, right?
Daniel.
Second from David. All in favor? Motion carried. Back.
Applications for variances, 2025-0503, petition by Scott A. Johnson, requesting a variance for the reduction of side setbacks from 10 feet to 3 feet for the construction of a boat house to be granted as provided 4.7.7 RSF MH subparagraph 2 of the Dixie County Land Development Regulation in accordance with section 12.3 variance procedures in accordance with petition dated 04/08/2025 to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County Parcel Number 19/13/12/2994-0002-16845 Southeast 28th Street, Mission District 3, Mr. Mark Hatch, LPA recommended denial. I need to to bring you up to speed on this. This is not the first time you've heard about this property. Each one of you have a survey in front of you. This piece of property came up and at the time there was allegations that this boathouse was built across the property line onto the adjacent property owners. And ultimately the board had made the comment to have the structure removed. The it wasn't a legal statement to be made at the time. Obviously I wasn't here to help guide you on that. And so since then, you know, there was a lot of back and forth about this between the adjacent property owners and the LPA. I hated to do it to them. I apologize to them. But that's the way the procedures work, is it goes before them, and then it comes before you. Here's the ugly truth on it. It was built without a permit. The contractor, the gentleman that owned the property, came to the building department and wanted to build a boathouse. The property was in an LLC. We cannot give owner-builder permits to LLCs. And so I explained to him, you have to get a contractor to, you know, build this. He hired a contractor. The contractor didn't pull a permit. And by the time we issued the stop work order, the structure was up. There was some of the work that wasn't yet finished, but it wasn't the homeowner, it wasn't the property owner who did the work. Now, when we issued the notice of violation, hey, stop work order, we were contacted. The gentleman had a lawyer. We were contacted by that. I know that we had our floodplain management ordinance had come out, and it says that variances aren't issued after the fact. His legal personnel had, you know, advised that the ordinance came in after this structure was built. So it was going to be contested. Through talking, the gentleman pretty much fired his lawyer so that we could go back in the conversation. The only way to bring this back before you was he had to fire his lawyer. And then I said, listen, the only way you can clean this up is to bring it back before them, get a variance to reduce the side setbacks, and then we talk about it. Ultimately, the allegations of it being on the other people's property has been proven to be not correct. It is 100% on his property. He can meet right there. He can meet more than that. And I think him and his contractor have gotten together to make a plan for that. But ultimately, this is there were some questions about whether or not this would cloud the title, you know, to the adjacent property owners. I received a statement from the property owner that they had done their due diligence with the title company, and it does not affect the adjacent property owner's title work. Both of the adjacent properties are up for sale. And is this a common practice? I mean, there have been times when we did do variances in Suwanee for after the fact. You know, mistakes do happen. I think there's a big learning curve right here on this one. I'm going to let the owner speak to you. I know the contractor's here if they want to speak, but there was opposition from the adjacent property owners. I like to think that there's a happy medium on this. I can paint you a different picture if there's not. Let's say we walk out of here without coming to a compromise. The property owner's going to lawyer up. We already know the angle that the lawyer is going to present to us. He has less than 65 feet of waterfront edge property, and he's eligible for an automatic reduction of side setbacks in statute. We know this. We also know that our ordinance was adopted after the structure was built. It was tested. I'm not saying that you have to eat it. I'm just saying that, you know, if we walk out of here without reaching some type of agreement, I would just say, hey, Shane is going to tell you that we're going to be fighting a lawsuit.
Where's he at?
It's not so much that. I believe the properties will be sold adjacent to it before we ever reach a compromise on the lawsuit.
Mr. Scott?
Yes, sir.
And my wife, we're in.
Hello. Hello. How are y'all doing?
Good. Do you want me to go, or do you want to ask me questions?
Go right ahead.
Ultimately, I think you guys know pretty much most of the story.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Leon told you I did come in originally and try to pull a permit. We don't live here. And in the interim, while this was getting built, no big sad sob stories, but I had to have a couple of heart surgeries, and we lost a family member. So maybe I didn't give it as much attention as I should have.
Well, we had two hurricanes, too.
Yeah. So be that as it may, once I got to the point where I could start looking into it, and I got with Mr. Leon, and we tried to work it out, and originally it didn't seem like it could be worked out, so I contacted an attorney because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I had to sue the contractor, if I had to, what I had to do. So I needed some direction, some legal direction. Once I started looking into everything, I know more about riparian rights than I've ever in my life wanted to know. So I did my research. We did find out what Mr. Leon said in reference to the 65 foot. I got about 43 feet. There's really nobody in this particular area, like surveyors and engineers, that are clear on riparian rights. I had to go find somebody in Panama Beach that was an expert on riparian rights. He explained to me, I don't know if it's on the survey, I got a bigger survey than that.
If you flip that second page, there's a zoom in of it.
And he basically told me, this is the deal. He said, the state of Florida owns the water. You are within your riparian rights. You do have an exemption. But, and this is my but, it didn't go the way it should have. I take responsibility for that. What I'm trying to do, I don't have a problem with my neighbors. We really never had a problem until this. I understand where they're coming from. I won't want anybody to mess with my property. What I did is I tried to do as much research as I could to, again, and I'm no expert, but I got with a Miss Leslie Wilkins, and we live in just South Georgia. My wife works in Florida. She's in Monticello.
This is considered a resident.
Yeah.
We do both here,
though. She informed me that the controlling thing for any type of a blemish on somebody's title is the survey. And we've proved that the boathouse is not on anybody else's property but ours. I guess what I'm trying to say is we're willing to do anything reasonable to because we made a mistake, okay? So we're trying to do whatever we can to be reasonable. And I guess my question would be, if we're here, you know, where we're here as far as the legal part of it and where this could go, and just we could tie it up. And then, I mean, I don't want to block anybody from selling their property.
And the concern from some of the property owners was that this boathouse has put a blemish on their property.
But it won't.
And it will not. And we talked about that.
The boathouse is already there, right?
Yeah, but
the boathouse is there.
I mean, he can remove his outside walkways and put them to the center of the boathouse, because that was what the original set of plans showed, was a center walkway instead of on the perimeter. If he removed those, it would actually increase the setback even further, several more feet.
You're good with that?
Yeah, I'm absolutely good with that. Because I think we have to compromise, too. I don't think we could come in here and... We made a mistake. I mean, it is what it is. We made a mistake.
We should have checked up on the permit and followed up on it. And we didn't.
So, you know, I'm willing to do whatever can make everybody as whole as possible, you know. And that's, I mean, that's where we're at.
Okay.
We don't plan on selling.
We'd really like to get back up. We haven't even done much of our mitigation as far as, we only cleaned up, but with everything that's been going on in our life, we're just getting ready to get our power back on and, you know, those type of things, so we're still working on that.
While we're on your property, I know that there was an issue with a fence one time.
That's long gone.
Because of the hurricane, it's gone, but we don't want another fence put up.
I'll just say that the fence was there when we bought the place, and I actually talked to Jerry about it within a month or so after we started, and he made me aware of it. And he said, you know, this fence is 6 inches on our property. And I was like, okay, no issues. He said, just when you do replace it, just put it back on your property.
So you're going to put the fence back where, on your property?
Yes, sir. In fact, when the hurricane, I was getting ready to, because it went over pretty hard, so I was going to redo it. So I had the fence guy come out, and we were trying to line it up, and I said, look, I just got a survey. Let me just get the surveyor to lay this one side out, and we'll just put it up where the surveyor lays the side out. I have no issue. I don't want to be on anybody's
property. Yeah, we don't.
I don't want no parts.
Thank you. Jimmy, did you have something you wanted to say?
Other than the fact that we know there's a fine, you know, there is a fine to be paid, of course, I'll take care of him. And then, as he said, we will take the outside wall. But also, with that being said, we do have passed my state marine exam, and we're in the process of finishing up our license with the county to make sure that we don't have this problem.
Okay. So let's recap. We're going to fix the fence and move that 6 inches back to your property.
When I do, I'm not there putting it up yet.
But
I'm not there.
You do,
yes, sir.
Your fence is going to be on your property. You're going to move the walkway over to the center.
Yes, sir. That's
and Jimmy, we're going to find you. Right?
I think you already have.
So is there any more comment on this? Miss Page, come up, please.
I'm Paige Everett, and I own the store. I just want to make sure that I completely understand before we walk out of here. I want to make sure that you're putting the walkway in the center. Mm-hmm. The outside edges are coming off. Mm-hmm. And then when you put the fence up, it's coming completely off, even though there are some trees there, that you're going to go around them on your side.
Yeah, either that or we'll
take it off. Okay, I just want to make sure, because I felt when I talked to last week that there had to be a way to fix this, that everybody would be happy. And I don't know if Elizabeth and, you know, the Browns are on the phone.
So the board has had a copy of their opposition letter.
Okay.
And 90% of the opposition letter was the non-permitted work, the potential for the clouded title, and those items were discussed.
Okay. So I just want to make sure that this is all clear and this is what's going to happen because this is...
Are you crystal clear?
I'm clear, but I want to make sure everybody else is clear that this is going to happen. We're not going to let it just fall over.
We're going to do this in my form of motion. With my motion, the way I'm going to do it, it's going to be really, really clear.
Okay.
Then three items will be, my motion is to approve per the walkway being moved, the fence being on their property, and then whatever fines Jimmy's got to access through Leon's office.
But also the outside walkways are gone.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. The outside walkways move in. Yes.
Yep.
So that's going to be my motion for approval on this is continued and three thanks.
Second. Motion by Mark, second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Did y'all get that, Barbie?
Yes.
Okay. The third one was the fines for the lack of pulling the permits, whatever the fine structure fee is through Leon's office.
Could we go back to the tagged
it as non-permit? Your call. Thank you. Miss Holly's been gone.
Yeah. He's done.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. He's still got some more stuff.
See what's got some more stuff.
Thank you, board. I'd like to say one more thing. Jamie, happy birthday.
Oh, that's
glad you got some
birthday.
Hey, board.
I realize that tonight was the workshop meeting for the policy. I have another policy right here, about 31 pages long. I'm not going to read it to you. I will email you a copy of it. With that being said, I think Ms. Chana will support the statement that this is one of the best code enforcement manuals that we have seen ever here. When I say this is a manual, there's only like 4 pages of violations that we actually pick and choose from right here, but the rest of the pages are nothing but procedure. And it is very clear, all the way down to it. It's been vetted, and it's compliant. And it really, I'm going to email you a copy if there's anything in there that you want to see differently. But we have time to advertise come Monday and have it out for first reading at next morning hearing and then a final adoption at the evening hearing. And then we can have Mr. Steve back to working. I do have an update for Steve, which Mr. Daniel knows. DEP came out from Jacksonville today to do an assessment on the tire situation in Old Town behind the church. Although they agree that SOM work has been headed in the right direction, they also have admitted that it is a much larger pile than they had anticipated. But they do have it on the list. They anticipate by the end of the summer is what they've told us. I hate repeating time frames because they change. But we actually have their email. We're going to send it to the church preacher, and their congregation can be shared of it because I know it's a nuisance to them. But they're going to come and pick all them tires up. It's an extreme amount of cost associated with that. We won't have any cost associated with it on our side, and then they will move forward with the liens against the property and enforcement procedures on the property owners. We have provisions written into our new code enforcement manual that could help expedite those, because in talking with them, we've explained to them where we're at with adopting a new ordinance, and they've asked us to put some of the verbiage that they share into ours so that they could piggyback off of a case if we initiate it. They did tell us today, Mr. Daniel was there when they told us, that they will come out and look if we call them on a tire situation, but they will not get involved if it's less than 1,500 tires. Anything up to 1,500 tires is for the county's responsibility. So they've estimated over about 2,400 tires out there at that site. So that's all the updates I have for you. Take a look through that. I know it's a lengthy manual, but you know the boredom is what we got caught with in some of our other cases, and this is a very detailed procedural manual, and it explains what to do if they refuse to sign for the certified mail, what to do, how to process it moving forward. And just because you refuse that certified mail does not mean that you're off the hook. It moves forward. So take a look at it. I think you'll be happy. And then we will also, I want to get code enforcement moving forward, and we'll bring back before you the LDRs. That's all I have for you, unless you have anything else for me.
Thank you, Mr. Leon.
I did get a hold of the pastor and update him after that. He looks forward to being there when they come back. So he was actually there today. We just couldn't get a hold of him. So anyway, thank you, Leon.
Thank you for coming out.
And thank you, Leon, because I know you've been working
yes.
hard on this right here.
You're welcome.
Sandy?
I don't have anything unless I have something.
I think it's Scott.
Mr. Jenkins.
Hey,
Scott. He's here. Skip. Where did I
miss
him from? Scott. I'm trying to go around you long-winded fellas. Get out of here.
So, y'all heard me talk several times about state funding for our cybersecurity funds that we have through the state. As you know, they've extended the session to June 6th. That's putting us in a kind of a drastic scenario. but we still don't know for sure whether that funding is going to be renewed. It's kind of making my nerves kind of rattle because it's bringing me down to the wire on getting that stuff renewed on June or July 1st is when it's supposed to renew. So if they bring us down to the wire like that, it's going to kind of put me in a bad situation. I have had conversations with the vendors, you know, the vendor that was with me during the conference, during the cybersecurity session. He is one of our vendors, as y'all know. So we've had those conversations with him. I've had quotes from other vendors on some things in the past, recently, in this past year. So I do have some funds set aside that me and Paul put in the budget last year just because of this. I kind of wanted to reach out to you guys and just kind of maybe look at doing, it is $25,000, which is about what the annual cost would be with some of those quotes. I don't have the official number, but it's going to be around $25,000. I would like a preliminary vote approval to just go ahead and execute any contracts that I, if the state funding is renewed, great, we won't do that. But it's bringing us down to the wire and it's kind of cutting the teeth. And I don't like that. I don't want to leave our stuff wide open for any period of time. And it's kind of making me, my nerves rattle.
Is your money in there just in case it don't happen?
Yes. We did that last year because when the initial money came from the state, it was done for 2 years. That was guaranteed money for 2 years. And now we're coming up in the third year. I've heard chatter that it will be renewed, but again, they're pushed the session along, and I've talked to Corey, I've talked to FLDS. Nobody can give me a straight answer on what they're doing. It's in their budget, but nobody can give me a straight answer on what they're doing.
All right. Motion, let him use the funds if needed.
Second.
Got a motion by Mark, second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Uh-huh.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
Jamie.
You beat him to the draw, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. He
didn't put it on me.
I sneak one in there once in a while. Mr. Durr.
I'll be short, gentlemen. I only have 47 items. So, Mr. Beta covered most of mine. WC is scheduled to be done the 11th of June. They were hanging the cabinet steak in the kitchen, so that's a good thing. A reminder of May the 29th that our office from 11 to 1 is the pre-hurricane meeting with lunch provided. I think you should have all gotten an invite already from Chief Garner.
May the 29th?
May the 29th. Sir.
That's the same date as that.
That's what you should say. Is that the same 29th?
What is the other
conference? Mr. A.D. Mahaffey's retirement.
Yeah.
Tim,
yeah.
Tim. Well, I'm going to change it now because it's already went out to the locals. Station 4, I had a request for the call numbers at Station 4. It's been open for 15 days. The last board meeting was the first day that we opened it, May the 1st. The rescue itself has run 43 calls in 15 days. The backup rescue has run 1. The engine has run 23 for a total of 67 calls. What that really tells us, just by looking at these numbers, I realize we calculate, our crews average about 5 to 6 calls a shift. Of course, they've got a 3-hour turnaround, so you're talking 15, 18 hours of work. This drops that down to about 4.5 calls a shift. So it gives our crews a little bit of a break to keep to get the burnout down and give them some time. You have 4 or 5 calls a day, doesn't sound like a lot until you look at all the truck checks and everything else that comes into it, all the training that has to happen during that day. The calls come in getting sleep. So that was the goal, is to reduce that daily call load average for truck. And again, that's all an average. They may have 7 in a day. Who knows? But that tells me just by looking at this initial number that's going to do what we were hoping it done and try to get some of that load off these crews and give them some time to breathe. With that being said, we also have this Saturday, and I'm sorry for the late notice, I totally forgot it. Chief Ferguson just reminded me. Next week is EMS week. This Saturday is our family day that we do annually at Camp Anderson. Sorry, John. That's scheduled from 11 to 2. If you do want to attend, we will be having lunch. I think it's barbecue, chicken, macaroni and cheese, green beans. I'm not sure what else. But if you do want to attend, they are forcing us to sign online waivers. Please see me or Miss Lisa, preferably Miss Lisa, because I'm going to call Miss Lisa if you see me, to get that waiver so that we can get you signed up if you want to come out. Hopefully they don't kick me out. I think I'm mine signed. But anybody here, of course, has that invite for you and your family to come out with us and spend the afternoon or just have lunch or just stop by and say hello. But please sign the waiver. Make me have to walk out to the gate and find somebody to get a waiver signed. I believe that is all that I had. Miss Martha will be presenting the county manager will be presenting two items. The first is the loan that we've discussed a time or two. That's set up and done, and we were able to reduce that amount a little bit from the original, so that's a good thing. That's in place. We've already spent a little of those funds already, and we've got some more coming very shortly. That's for the two new ambulances and the equipment that goes with it. The other item that she's presenting, Ms. Chana told us, it's been months ago now, about another pot of opioid money. That money is specific to EMS. It's about $800,000 this year. Next year it's reduced by about 50%. The following year it goes down even more. We've been working with the LSF group trying to figure out how we can spend that money. Unfortunately, part of what they're trying to force down our throats is to issue medications and treatments that I am not comfortable with, my EMS chief is not comfortable with, nor my medical director. Medical director is the most important one because he holds our license. If he says no, it's no, and he said no. So they have other options, but we've been working with this for months. Some of those options are to contract with other medical companies and groups within the county or outside the county to provide the remainder of that care. So that is happening. They're in the works with that, and I think it's going to move on. But during our last phone call, she advised us that we were approaching the end of the budget year and we needed to spend some money, but she hasn't allowed us to spend money because that's a requirement. And I've not allowed it either because it's a direct requirement. She's assured us now that she has that problem fixed and is in the process of repairing it. Our life pack monitors on our trucks, on our ambulances are required by Florida statute. They're $70,000 apiece. Ours have reached their lifespan. Chief Ferguson and I have been fighting, looking for ways to replace them one at a time. We were awarded the state EMS grant this year to buy one. We bought one out of impact fees last year. We still needed seven more. I told her that on the phone, and she said, well, we can buy them. So you will be being presented a contract tonight that Ms. Martha has prepared for $428,000, I believe. So that will take care of half of that money, and the rest will roll over into next year's money. So with that being done, if the board chooses to sign that contract, that will alleviate that other problem for us and help us spend our money. That's all I have, gentlemen. Chief, have I forgotten anything?
Yes, sir.
That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you'll have something with me.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ms. Gale?
I don't have anything.
Thank you for being here. Holly says, and Sandy, you know, got her John.
All right. First time I have requesting board approval of the locker 2 for the LPA 0279 DCS FM Dix County Flood and Stormwater Mitigation Phase 2 CEI in the amount of $15,000.
Motion by David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
Second one I have is requesting board approval of the MSF opioid court agreement for the purchase of EMS equipment in the amount of $428,303.99. That's just what we got through with.
Second. Motion by Jamie. Second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
Next is requesting board approval of Amendment 1, additional funds for the FDOT PTGA Development Exhibit A, airport property map and design and construction of the vault upgrades at the cross of the airport in the amount of $2,145.
Motion. Second. David. Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
All right. Next one is requesting board approval of resolution 2025-65 in support of amendment number 1, additional funds for the FDOT PTGA development of Exhibit A, airport property map and design, and construction of the vault upgrades at the cross of the airport in the amount of $2,145.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
All opposed? Same sign. Motion carried.
Requesting board approval to execute the DEP 22PL-N32 Resilient Vulnerability Assessment Rail Flood and Adapting Planning Amendment Number 2 for the purposes of time extension to December 30th, 2025.
I don't know what that is.
Motion.
Motion by Mark.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Requesting board approval to execute Passario Associates LLC work order 23-15RA for the T hangar taxi lane at the amount of $35,783.
Motion. Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay. Next one I got is requesting board approval to sign the Horseshoe Beach HMGP proposal for dry flood proofing First Baptist Church of Horseshoe Beach. And Ms. Watson says that she gave me a letter and stated she's reviewed the application to Horseshoe Beach is prepared. She recommended that Mr. Garner review it and also determine that it meets all the guidelines required by FEMA, as that is not our forte. And I do not have any issues with, from a legal standpoint, and deferred to the BOCC to their recommendation and rating. If you all do not have a problem with me letting Mr. Garner review that and make sure that it's within their guidelines, if you give me the authorization to authorize him to sign this, providing that it's within FEMA's guidelines, because we're not using that money. There's only one category that's heavy.
Motion per recommendation of staff.
Motion by Mark, second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay. Next one is requesting board approval to accept the lowest quote to install a pole barn at the transfer station. Ours was tore up by the storm. Lowest quote, $18,300 something by Harris Construction. They're going to tear the whole thing down, replace the poles, the whole deal.
Motion.
That's the best price we got.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
John.
Quote from Harris. We got a quote from Harris. And the third one was
D&L.
D&L. D&L.
I'll say something on that. And the guy called today from Dream Builder Construction. He said he submitted a quote, but he said he never heard nothing back from it. So we may need to try to, before we carry forward with this, try to get a quote from this guy because he may be cheaper. I mean,
was it Dream Builders? It wasn't D&L. It was Dream Builders. They did submit a quote.
Well, he comes in as Dream Builders. That's what he.
Yeah, Kim Dirks is his name. Then. Yeah, it was Dream Builders, not D&L.
All right, so John, just make sure that's right, and if that's right.
Yep. It was Dream.
On this next one, I want to do a pre-motion. That way I can beat all y'all to the draw. Go ahead, John.
Okay. The next one is requesting board approval. You good?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Dave and Daniel. Okay. All right, the next one is requesting board approval to award a contract for the debris pickup for Gina Horseshoe and Swanee TFR Enterprises and begin negotiations with them.
Motion.
Second. Motion by Mark. Second by David. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Mr. John, don't drag on it. We've got to,
sir. We're going to
get
that. We will notify them tomorrow.
TFR.
TFR's Tim Renfro's company. He's got a.
That's a tough grinder. Yeah.
One of the only companies that said that they would actually grind a C&D. The other companies specify they'd only do vegetative debris, and we don't do
vegetative debris.
Yeah.
That's trips. All right, the next one is requesting board approval of Resolution 2566 to move forward with the Capital City loan for 2 Fraser LTD ambulances, 2 Hamilton ventilators, and 2 Stryker stretcher systems in the amount of $620,000 under the agreed terms stated in the resolution.
Motion
by Mark.
Yep.
Second by Daniel. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same side. Motion carries.
Okay, the next one is requesting board approval of the Northeast 592nd Amendment Number 1 for the Anderson-Columbia Contract Agreement to modify the retainer. 10% to 5%.
Motion by David, second by Mark,
and
second by Daniel.
Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
All right. The next one is requesting board approval to execute the Hudson Ball Field lease agreement between Dixie County and Suwannee River Strutters, care of William Dwayne Cannon, for the purpose of recreational use baseball field. The tenant will prepare an annual maintenance of the field and property in lieu of payment and allow access to other individuals and organizations and maintain a playing field to ensure the field is operational for baseball use.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jamie. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Okay, next page is information items. We have got Dr. Stower is going to do us skin cancer analyzation screening. Yes, I was trying to get that word out. A skin cancer screening from May 24th from 8:30 to 1:30 at the health department.
I just want to make sure that was right because that's a Saturday.
It is Saturday. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Next one's county offices will be closed Monday, May 26th in observance of Memorial Day. Gartow's Springs Park will be reopened in the morning. They're not already open. You all got through there. So it's back. Also, John Locker mentioned that Northeast Agency Paving will commence on Tuesday. And Northwest Highway 358-019 will be closed Monday, May 16th through the 26th. That's a typo. It's my fault. It's a typo.
Well, it says 26th.
It does. That's right. And for culvert replacement. We've got FDOT loaned us some concrete barricades. They loaned us all the signage and brought them to us today, and they're on site, culvert's on site, and they're going to start early on that Monday morning.
If you get a phone call on it, it's not the whole entire road that's closed down, it's just the canal.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be able to access their homes from one way or the other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we,
they're already getting phone calls.
Can we give, like, I know Mr. Jimmy lives on the other side, can we give, and I think, Mr. Dewey and Ms. Lisa live on the other side. Can we give them courtesy calls?
We can. We've had a boat. We've had a DOT lighting sign on their own.
Yeah, but still a courtesy call.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'd be glad to. Okay, and in case you all noticed, the flags are half-staffed today for Peace Officers Day and Memorial Day for them, for lost officers. New skid steer was delivered on Tuesday, and the multi-head for it will be delivered tomorrow. And also, if you all feel good in the morning and want to get up early, come help us put up rotary flags from the 7 o'clock in the morning.
7 o'clock, the Veterans Memorial right here in Edgetown. We'll start putting flags in down the main place.
The hose is already, I had Refka, he helped me out with the inmate crew. They got in there today and got all the holes pre-drilled, so all we got to do is drop flags and go. So it's going to go a whole lot faster. Thank you, Kirk, very much. That's all I have, unless you all have anything for me.
You didn't mention the springs opening back up.
I just said
you
that.
Just said. I didn't hear it then.
It does look good, Rick.
It's only supposed to be closed for a few days. We've been closed for 2 weeks.
Exactly. But it's not.
Ms. Shana?
Everything's good on my end. I did get some code enforcement money transferred over to the budget, so code enforcement has got some of their money back and made Mr. John aware of that, and Ms. Brenda should have seen it coming in. She had a question. I was out of town, and I apologize for that. She's like, what do I put in that? And I said, I'll help you when I get back. And she failed to get with me. It slipped my mind, but I'll get to you. But other than that, gentlemen, things are going good.
Thank you. Barbie?
I've got a couple things. And is there any way with that date conflict, is that set in stone? Can we adjust that where we can...
Maybe like
the 4th
or something.
If we can adjust it, and then we'll make sure everybody can get to both places.
I can be there.
I'll let you know. let you know. I'll call you.
Okay.
I'll get rescheduled. That would be better.
I just want everybody, I want people to be able to go to both things.
Maybe the day before, if we can do it the day before.
Well, I mean, that would even be better on Wednesday. That's a slow time, a slower day for us.
Yeah.
Don't back it up too far. 48, you think?
A day early is better than a day late.
You can't get the plaque in.
We'll back it up one day. That'll be fine.
Okay. And Karen Van Arnum's not here tonight, but I'll go ahead and say for her that we had that cleanup scheduled last Saturday, and the rain almost scared us off, but it didn't. We had a great turnout, and we got a lot accomplished. It looks really good down there. And then last, I know everybody's hearing about the DOGE, Department of Governmental Efficiency. John received an email, and he forwarded it to Brenda and myself, and Brenda replied back that we were in line doing everything we were supposed to do. Well, in the meantime, this little flyer comes out about all the counties that are complying with it, and we are not on it. So Sharon Lankford, who's a commissioner in Gilchrist County, she said last night that they voted to be in compliance with this new program. So I'm just bringing it to y'all's attention to see if y'all want to vote on that, if that's something you want. I mean, we're transparent. Anything they ask, we're going to provide. So, I mean,
I've seen them actually, you know, putting out that they're, and I think that's what they're basing it on, where we're not in compliance, is that we haven't put out an official resolution or whatever you want to call it out to the public saying, you know, we're dodging compliance.
Yes.
We
need to make a motion on it. What people
voted on a resolution about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think that's what they're using because they're looking at.
I mean, we replied back to the email, so I don't know.
I have the email, but what you basically had to do was answer a question that they wanted to know: were you in failure to make a debt payment, or bonds, loans? If you were in failure to comply paying claims for creditors that are 90 days past, our bills literally are paid every week. Failure to transfer taxes, social security contributions, and retirement, we're in compliance with everything. So I did respond to that after speaking with Ms. Barbie and the manager's office. So we were in compliance. Like, we felt to the best of our knowledge that we were in compliance. It wasn't meaning that we were dodging anything. They asked, were we in compliance and were we doing our job? We're doing our job.
Yeah.
So that's
all our and it may be something totally different than this, but
I think that's it. No, what I think it is many of the counties have put out resolutions. Oh, we're, you know, we're on board, we're a team player, we're a team doge or whatever you want to call him. We're down with it. We haven't done that. And,
we need to,
you know,
do that.
We already compliance anyway.
We are in compliance, and
but that list that's flying around is making it look like Dixie County is not.
And I did not see the Facebook post, but I'll call about
the
Facebook post.
Yeah,
the
saying, yeah, and I've heard I get gossip. Let me just put it that way. About the word Facebook post was out there, and you know, why wasn't we on board? And I'm like, we are on board. We are in the front of the team. We dragging that cart, you know. But we didn't put out a.
Well, I think we need to send them a letter back. They need to get in compliance. They need to do their due diligence and check before they start making accusations about somebody.
Like I say, if y'all want a resolution, we can always put one out. We've had no direction to put anything like that out, and there's been no. I don't think. The powers that be, what they sent out was the email.
I even called and asked questions about it, too. And I want to make sure that I'm answering what you're wanting for us. I put my name, my phone number, the manager's name and phone number, Ms. Barbie's name and phone number. If they needed anything else, all they had to do was call and ask. Like, but
they need to speak to
us. I answered what they asked.
What they asked, exactly.
No phone calls.
No phone calls.
We just hadn't voted on it saying publicly that we are applying.
Which is silly because the resolution that's on it just says, yeah, we're good. We'll follow whatever you say.
Yeah, and that's all of
them. And we have to anyway.
Yeah.
That's all mine anyway. Say if y'all tell me to draft one.
Yep, we're here.
I'll tell you what. Let's just clear it up. I'll make a motion just draft it up, and that way it clears all the air up, even though we're already doing it anyway.
Got a motion by Jamie, second by David. Any discussion? All in favor? All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
That's all I have. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ray.
County Commissioner items. Daniel?
I got a couple, John. So where are we at on getting the blinking light fixed at Old Town School that obviously somebody tore down with the illegal trailer?
Yes, sir.
The other day. I did watch it go over the bridge.
Thank God it left Dixon County. It
kept driving.
It left us.
Yep.
I'll get on that. I'll get Mr. Clayton Gray to go look at it.
Yes, sir.
And we'll have to rethread that existing foundation and then cut the pipe off and rethread it. So it was working when we set it off at the county yard, so we should be okay with it.
Good deal. Happy birthday, Jamie.
Yep.
Thank
you. 35. 26. There'll be no stories told at this table.
The speed limit signs, John. On Chafis and...
Mr. Danny Day was supposed to went out there either yesterday or the day before and put one up, because I asked Monk to get him to put one right in front of EB's house, 45 mile an hour.
You may need to paint it on the pavement.
Yeah. Well, it's going hard, it's going to get her
slowed down.
I'll
flip
that a little too.
And 327. That's the one. Remember I called you the other day? I gave you the wrong road number, and I got corrected, so I called you and texted you on it later.
Okay. I haven't got to it, but I will. Monday.
Yeah, that's all I had. Everybody have a great weekend.
Mark? Yeah, I talked to John, which this is David's district, and David, I apologize about not calling you, but the boat ramp at Sherd needs to be back drugged out. Them commercial boats, airboats don't have no problems, which me and John talked about it today, I believe.
I discussed that with Mr. Ganey this morning, too.
So we need to get that boat ramp cleaned out. We have Robert Carter. He does a benefit. What do you call your thing out there, Robert, for the veterans?
That's all American Veterans.
American Veterans place. It's a nonprofit organization. We've helped them in the past. They need a couple picnic tables. Are y'all wanting to go in and buy a couple picnic tables for him out there?
That sounds
good. Motion by
Senator.
Picnic tables, two.
Motion by Mark, second by David, all in favor.
Two picnic tables for Robert.
Motion carries.
Swanee, me and John's going to go down to Swanee, and probably going to be next week. It sounds like his morning's booked in the morning. But we have some docks down there that is still not repaired. We have some gangways there at the old pavilion now, to where they're using that pavilion down there. We got 4th of July coming up. We need to get our mowers down there and get the palm trees trimmed up, make it look good. It's really looking really good going down there into Swanee. So we just need to tidy up a little bit with that. And the next thing is something I brought up in our horseshoe meeting the other night. We voted 21. We voted on a special exception, which is for solid waste, fire, and mosquito. Am I missing one on that?
Assessment.
Yeah, assessment. We are coming up on the five-year mark. If we don't take a look at that to see if we're good or see if we need to go up 20 cents or $5, I don't know. We need to look at it. And because what happened last time was it was 20 years before we messed with it. And I think we ought to look at the... So it was 20 years last time, and then we had to double it. And you talk about a sticker shock for our residents. So I would think we need to pay some attention to that, look at it, start doing some homework. Tim, on your end, you know what your costs are, and do them out for five more years. Darren, you know what your cost is, you do them out for five more years. And mosquito control, who runs that? John, y'all do. So y'all need to look at that. And if we're good, we're good. But if not, we need to make a decision on what we're going to do, whether we're going to get behind again or we're going to stay with the time.
We're getting audited pretty hard in comparison to other counties on social media as we speak.
Yeah. So anyway, Joe, do you have something to say?
I think we need to look at putting it where it rises with the cost of living, like an annual increase every year, a slight increase, and that way you don't have to go in and jump up something. Just like the cost of living and everything else, it needs to be set, like most, it goes up a percentage, just like everything else does.
I think the reason that we've done the five-year increments was, by law, we had to do a study on it for 5 years, and because I agree with what you're saying, because I did ask that question, but you'd have to do that study every year. I think that study is about $40,000, the best I remember. And probably now, 5 years later, I promise you it's not $40,000, it's probably $42,000.
50 or more.
So that's why we didn't do it that way before. You was here, you remember. So that's just something I would like for Tim to look at on his end, Darren to look at, and John for you to look at on Mosquito. If we're good, we're good. And I'm not sitting here advocating to go up, but I am sitting here advocating not to get behind.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The next thing is, I don't sing very well, but Jamie, happy birthday.
I don't want to hear it.
No.
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 No. No.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
My turn. David?
Sammy, I want to wish you a happy birthday, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody that come out and helped us clean up down there. I really enjoyed that, and we need to do it again.
We do. 20.
So we're going to do it at 20 next time.
Yes. I enjoyed it, and I thank everybody. That's all right.
David, do you have a guesstimation of what?
How many loads we
took. There were several tons that we moved out of there.
How many trailers did you take, Roy?
A lot more to go.
We took four.
Yeah.
What about y'all? How many did y'all?
We done two, and then you done.
I took one.
I took one. So I'm sure y'all done more after that.
Yeah.
So it was several tons of stuff.
I don't know. I
still smell Roy.
You feel what?
Smell Roy.
He's right there.
Don't get down
in that mud. You would have seen us chasing that snake. That was crazy. That's all I have. Thank y'all.
James?
I want to say thank you, Ms. Lois, Ms. Martha, and Mr. John, for busting y'all's humps every day. And just thank you.
We don't sleep on the job.
I know you
don't. You don't have time for that.
Y'all are after it. And I just want to let them know that what I'm seeing, and I know the rest of you are seeing it, I just want to let them know that y'all, for what y'all are after it.
Thank you.
And I like it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Jody?
The only thing I got, I'm glad that we got the spring back open, and I've entertained us making a motion to put that where we could pre-rent that or reserve the spots and go ahead and set a rate on those camper spots, because we've got 15 sites that are now available for campers, and they need all that work we've done, they need to be more than $10.
Absolutely.
Good.
But there,
I don't have an issue with that, but I know they're working on that.
The TDC is working on that. We meet Tuesday for another meeting, and we will bring you a presentation of what we put together.
Is that good enough? Thank you, Michelle.
That's going to incorporate into the iWorks program, isn't it, Ms. Shelley?
Is that correct?
I'm not really sure.
It's not? Okay, my bad.
Camp USA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did talk about it including all of the parks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And possibly even
the candy building.
We would hope.
We go about this every year, you know, because of it. There's always the risk, not accusing anyone or saying that anyone.
outside of, you know, you need to go to credit cards and you need to, you know, be able to do it online so that there is a less risk of our employees.
Okay.
So the temptation's not there. It takes that away, and it's a better process.
Brendan, that is something. She's shaking her head back there. Yes, they're looking at that also.
That will go in. That was like my understanding of it from talking to Shelley and Ms. Kay is they are looking at an automated process. That's why they pre-register. You'd have to pay, like we do when you go to a hotel, you put a credit card down for your hotel room before you get there. And if you don't show up, you get charged one night or whatever the rules are. They are looking at that. I think that'll be
also some of our attendants are much, much older and have trouble getting around and then having to drive down and walk all the way into the courthouse. I know Scooch is not able to do that right now. And the one in the first district is Garnto Springs that has a fake leg. It's a lot for them to bring the money in. So that would make them
yeah. Yeah.
And we don't want them to have money. I mean, that's just, you know, being robbed or hurt in the process, so we don't want them to deal with that either. I mean, we're thankful for the job they do, but we don't want that responsibility on them either. That could be dangerous for them.
Speaking of the parks, I just wanted to let y'all know that Herbert?
Yeah.
I was fixing to mention that he passed away in
yeah.
The family.
His service is tomorrow morning.
Today.
Oh,
yeah. Cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it again.
I don't blame you. That's got family. Get out with Mr. Herbert. Mr. Herbert. Cannon.
11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yep. 40 years. 40 years.
Where is it?
Cross City Cemetery.
11 a.m.
Okay.
Gravesite.
And we lost Mr. Billy Bass.
Yes.
Okay.
Chairman, I just want to be sure that when they're doing online reservations, that the art rules and regulations are going to be attached to that also.
Sooner the better. I want to recognize we got the mayor here with us tonight. You got anything to say, sir?
No, sir. Thank you. Oh, a reminder for our next city commission meeting.
July 15th, the library, 5 p.m.
What
time did you say? 5 p.m. July 15th. It's on a Tuesday. So make sure you show up on the right day. We usually have more interviews. Tuesday the 15th. You got anything? Nothing.
I'm good.
I was trying to say. I wish everybody well. Good weekend, and appreciate Roy and everybody out there helping us with the, get the alarm tape back up, John, and everybody that's out there. Come a long way. It took longer than we expected, but it looks 100% better than what it did.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody from the public?
You have to thank the entire board for all the help that I've given the Veterans Memorial and through the years. Good thing just tell us today. Y'all helped us for quite a few years.
Everything
there,
and apologize
to
get a lot of things
for
veterans are important conditions. Yeah.
If it wasn't for them, we would not have the freedom we got. We wouldn't be sitting in here right now. We wouldn't,
so God bless all of our veterans. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen to that. I mean, there's a lot to that. Thank you. Like the old saying is, some gave some, and some gave all. There's a bunch of them that went on
to the promised
land. So we have what we got.
And we got several veterans getting here with us today.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your service.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir. Thank you.
There is a thanks big on our veterans. There's a memorial thing they'll be doing at the cemetery. And the day before that, on the 25th, they've been putting out, I think, about 300 flags on veterans' graves at Cross City Cemetery. If anybody wants to come out and help, I can't remember what time do you, Kurt?
No,
I can't remember on that, but the, I think it's 9 a.m. for the Memorial Day thing. That's what I talked about veterans that reminded me of that. So.
Mm-hmm. Mr. J.D., do you want to say anything about our county horseshoe meeting? Was y'all good with everything down there?
I will.
Thank y'all for having us.
J.D., town of Horseshoe Beach. A couple things are really, now you forced me to come up here. Great meeting on Monday for the, you know, the county commissioners that showed up and county manager and assistant manager. I think since we started this now, it's a great communication between the county and the town of Horseshoe Beach, and we look forward to continuing that. Want to thank everybody, too, that come down and did the cleanup on the roadway coming in. That was a great job.
Some of them went fishing. They didn't want to help.
That's a job for me. Got to take the money where it comes. Thank y'all for that. It looked really good. Thanks to county for coming down there, mowing it ahead of you to get rid of all the snakes.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm really impressed with the communication between the meetings. Sounds like between Cross City and the county as well.
Yep.
And look forward to everything. And one other just a reminder probably for Mr. Darren and John for Scott, there is a deadline for that letter. I have to have it submitted by the 21st. It's midnight. So
it's got to be back Monday.
The better.
It's got to be back Monday.
Thank you.
J.D., just so you know, the reason I asked Scott to review it is because I want to make sure that everything's good and we don't have to get it turned down for lack of something simple that we could fix ahead of time.
Okay,
because
yeah.
That's just his area, not mine, of knowing what all FEMA requires.
Yeah, thank you.
I sent inmates down there today. They started handpicking the spoil site, the trash. We're cleaning it up, getting ready for the dredging. We're going to get a crew down there with a bucket truck, get all the stuff out of there. Have the point done. We'll have it done by Memorial Day. But we got to put a culvert in first before I can send them down there. So we're gonna get those items taken care of. And the boat ramp, too.
And the boat ramp.
We'll be taken care of.
Lori Hartman, the garbage, the dumps, we have the compactors there now and big red signs that say use the compactor. But those Dipsy dumpsters are still getting filled with all kinds of stuff, and people are coming in there and not only dumping their stuff, but they're going into dumpsters and retrieving other people's garbage. And the poor folks that are down there running, you know, the compactor, they have no means of doing anything to try to get them to the people to do the right thing. Is there any way we can put up some kind of cameras or even trail cams to get license plates of those people who are going over and not doing what they're supposed to do and costing us more money? Because I'm assuming, I know we all don't like to do that, but I'm assuming it's costing us a lot of money to have those things dumped and transferred. So if there's any way we could put cameras up, just pointing towards the dumpsters, get the license plates and send them a ticket.
How about putting up a sign up there saying there will be penalties if they don't?
The big red signs aren't forcing them. They don't care. They're thumbing their noses.
I know.
At everything.
Tim works on this at all roads.
Every side.
We'll just continue trying to get better. I mean, it's a working
process. Can we put cameras up?
We got them up at some spot.
Yeah, we do.
Are we giving tickets to people?
They smell. They shoot and steal the cameras.
Trespassers, yeah.
Yeah, on the trespassing sign, we have arrested some folks for trespassing.
After hours.
I know we've done it at Swanee. I think we've put five in jail down there. Daniel's working on 317.
I'm talking about anything that can get license plate and a picture of who's doing it. If you put it up high enough, they're not going to get to it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Generate revenue for us with the tickets and cut out an expense of having to take those Dipsy dumpsters.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
That's Tyler raised 96 on the two attendants at the pole gap.
Yeah.
Because You have two entrances to it.
Yeah, there used to be two there.
You know, when they're occupied at the compactor, you got people just doing whatever.
Yep.
And we took the car count the other day. It was 261 cars a day. Over 1,800 cars a week comes in there.
Mm-hmm.
One person, that is hard to take care of.
It is.
Maybe we need to cut the entrance down to one.
Oh, I know you.
Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do, but we got some numbers now to work with.
No, I didn't take it as that.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying, because I deal with it every day.
I know you do, and every time I go there, I cuss people out.
You're hired.
You want to tell me it's okay to sit down with 5mm and take people's pictures of life? For a couple days, you send a few tickets out, you get a few fun dates, and then we advertise it. This is what's going to happen to you if you don't play by the rules.
That's right.
Man, that's all well and good for 1 or 2 weeks, but after that, right back to the same old thing.
Keep arresting them.
I fight it every day.
I hear you, and I just, it's not fair to these poor folks that are trying to run the do the job.
Anybody else? Thank you, Jamie.
Yep.
All in favor?
All opposed, same
sign. Sign.
Motion carried.
Okay.
I did give it to her.
Here you go.
I just need your little quick signature. It's something y'all want to say.
How you doing, Gray?